Now, kids in India and America likely differ on their affection for school lunches, but here's one thing I bet they both dread. Tests. Like school nutrition, standardized testing in the U.S. education system is a controversial issue. That's true in Great Britain as well. The principal of an elementary school in northern England found that out recently when she wrote a letter to her students, and it went viral on Twitter. Rachel Tomlinson is the headmaster who wrote the letter, and I asked her what she was trying to get across to students.
Basically, that we come to primary school, elementary school, primary school in Britain for 7 years. And what we didn't want was to think that the whole of their 7 years was defined by three numbers on a piece of paper. We wanted to remind them, really, that no matter how well they'd done, that there was far more to them and far more to the 7 years at their primary school than three numbers on a piece of paper. So that's what prompted the letter, really.
So I guess you got some ideas for this letter from something you'd seen on the web from an American teacher who felt similarly. Is that true?
Yeah, it's come a bit full circle now, hasn't it? Yeah, we did. Kimberly Hurd wrote it in her blog, and we saw that about last November and thought, wow, that just really fits our philosophy, because our philosophy here at our school is about educating the whole child. So whilst maths and English and those basic skills are very, very important, actually, it's the whole child that is more important as well. The ability to communicate those skills, the ability to apply those skills in different settings, the ability to apply those skills with confidence, to be determined, to overcome obstacles, all of those things as well are as important as academic success, we believe. So yeah, it was very much that. And actually, we've spoken to Kimberly over Twitter today, and Kimberly's really delighted with the storm it's created as well. So she's really, really proud that her words, you know, the words that originated with her, have taken over the world, quite literally, I think, over the last 2 days.
And she was also a teacher at a primary school. What are some specific things you mentioned in the letter that you want your students to remember?
We want them to remember that actually they are all special, and they, you know, that their intrinsic values are very, very important. And whilst maths and English is important, and I don't want to suggest, and none of us here want to suggest that maths and English and those externally marked tests aren't important, because we believe that those skills are very, very important. While they are important, they're not the only important thing about those children.
Do you think that the standardized tests could be improved to give a better reflection of what your students have learned, or is it the testing period that bothers you?
I think it's not the testing per se that bothers me. I think it's the high stakes nature of the testing is what bothers me. Actually, our children here really enjoyed taking the tests because they were so different from our daily practice, and they enjoyed showing off. You know, they were really proud to show off what they'd learnt. But that's, I believe, because we're very calm about them. They're not high stakes for our children because we don't make them high stakes.
Why do you think your letter made such an impact on social media?
I have no idea. My daughter's leaving school this time. And, you know, we have 50 children in our year six class, which is the class that leave us. And, you know, each of those children represent 2% for our school. But my daughter's my 100%. And I think we have to acknowledge that every child in there is somebody's 100%. And they deserve to feel valued, and they deserve to feel special. So actually, it did take us by surprise a little bit, because we give that message out constantly. You know, it was one piece of paper, and we expected 50, 10 and 11 year old children to read it. And now people are tweeting us from Hong Kong, and, you know, I'm talking to you, and we've been on national television, and, you know, so it has taken us by surprise. We're really proud that it has, because it's given us a forum to talk about all the really special work our teachers here do and our school does. But I can only assume that it's because it just does appeal to that need in all of us to feel very special.
Rachel Tomlinson is headmaster at the Barrowford School in Nelson, England. Thanks so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
This whole testing thing has everyone riled up. My kids gripe about it all the time. But parents, what do you think? Do you talk to your kids about it? Let us know at PRI.org.